Dreamscape presents Fangs So Bright and Deadly by Piper J. Drake, narrated by Cindy Kay. To all the readers who make Why Choose an Approach to Life. 1. Marie. First impressions are established within the first 7 seconds of an encounter. Marie Xiao had learned this from her father as a child entering grade school. All she'd wanted to do back then was fit in with the rest of the kids in class, be a part of the games on the playground. Back then, those lessons in how to blend in had been about having fun and making friends. They'd been a foundation for a lifetime of survival, building a life as a successful woman and a witch. 3 decades later, she'd refined her understanding of what an impression actually was. She'd also become much more intentional about what kind of impression she wanted to give, adjusting for timing and circumstance. There hadn't been a whole lot she could control in the early parts of her life, but she was making up for it now. She strode into the grand foyer of the brand new high-rise, projecting confidence with every step. Her custom-tailored two-piece suit was a conservative-cut blazer over a fitted sheath dress. The hem hit 2 inches below her knees, allowing her to maintain the standards of even the stuffiest propriety when she sat. It was the color and fabric that caught the eye. The Thai silk had been a gift from her new friend, Pita Pun, otherwise known as Punch. The fabric held color the way few other materials could, wrapping her in the deepest iridescent blue, almost indigo, the color of the night sky just before dawn. Paired with nude stiletto heels, the outfit made Marie feel powerful without being ostentatious, eye-catching without being gaudy. It gave her the confidence she needed to accomplish anything she set her mind to. Perfect for today. The young guard at the security desk blushed slightly as they greeted her and asked her who she was there to meet. She gave them a serene smile. Rosemary Xiao, consultant, here to meet with Tobias Mancini. Minutes later, a bear of a man, not literally, but she'd encountered those too, came barreling out of the elevators and headed straight for her. He was still a dozen steps away as he held his arms open and greeted her in a booming voice.
Ms. Exio, let's take a walk.
The man continued to hold his arms out, like he was herding her forward. She turned toward him and caught his right hand in her own, giving it a single
sample complete. Ready to continue?